Well, let's get more now on the situation in Washington state, where two people have died from the new coronavirus. More cases have also been confirmed over the last couple of days. Joining us now is Will Stone, a reporter at KNKX in Seattle. Hi, Will.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, Will, what more do we know about the people who died?
What we know is that the first death was a man in his 50s who had a number of underlying health problems, and it was one of the things that prompted the hospital to test him because he had an unexplained respiratory condition and they knew he was at significant risk. There's no indication he had a connection to the second death, which we learned about last night. That was an elderly resident of a nursing care facility east of Seattle who also had underlying health conditions, and he was in his 70s. At the moment, it doesn't appear there was any connection between these two deaths.
Okay. So since Friday, we know the number of cases has jumped significantly, and a lot of them have been linked to that nursing facility in King County. They include residents of the facility and healthcare workers. What more do we know about those cases?
That's right. There's been a cluster of cases that we've learned about over the weekend, including one healthcare worker who was there and has been tested positive. Last night, we learned there are three people who are in critical condition at the hospital nearby. All are in their 70s or older and have underlying conditions. And we are waiting to hear about a number of other tests. We know that quite a few people there are presenting symptoms. The CDC is on the ground right there helping to investigate that outbreak.
We're also hearing some schools are closed today. What other things are public health officials doing to respond to this cluster?
Public health officials have been very aggressive with their messaging, and they've really taken on a massive mobilization of public health resources. There's just a lot of information coming at people right now that's evolving hour by hour, and public health is really just putting a lot of messaging out to the public, not to panic, but to also take proper measures and make sure if there's any risk that they could be exposed, that they contact health authorities as quickly as possible.
I'm wondering about concerns over testing protocols there. We've been hearing about that in other states. What are you hearing about the testing process?
What we do know is that because of delays in testing and the ability for states to run the tests themselves instead of sending them to the CDC, we did not learn about all these cases perhaps as soon as we could have. But at the moment, the state lab is able to run tests. They have assured us that they do have the capacity to test all the people who need it, but that may change, and they are working with a number of commercial laboratories and other places. So if there is a need to run more tests, they can do it. It's also helped that the testing criteria has broadened, so people with unexplained respiratory conditions can now get tested, even if there's no indication they had travel history. Of course, we're learning of a number of people now in the community who have no known link to an affected region who are testing positive.
I'm just wondering about that messaging now that the testing has been opened up to everyone who might be exhibiting symptoms. How are medical facilities, hospitals in that greater Seattle area responding to it? Are they seeing an influx of folks who want to be tested? What's it like there right now?
I think that the hospitals all are under quite a bit of pressure with the public, and they've assured everyone that they will run tests on anyone who really seems at all at risk. But there will be a point, perhaps, where there'll be widespread transmission, and being able to test everyone and chase down every case will not be feasible. And at that point, we may see more dramatic measures in terms of canceling events here and other things, just because they won't be able to do this kind of disease investigation that they have been doing with these cases up till now.
Will Stone is a reporter at KNKX in Seattle. Will, thank you so much for this update.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.